Hi, this is Intricate Transcendence. This is episode number one on Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. The title of this episode is The Original Angel Discussion. We're going to talk today about the Netflix series and the last episode. The hosts today are Amber, myself, and I have a guest host, BK, here with me.
Bilal Khaled. Hi, Amber. How are you doing?
Good. Glad to have you today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, we're going to talk today about the last episode. Just a disclaimer, this could be a spoiler for the Netflix series, in case you haven't watched it yet. So, the episode that we're talking about today is called The Invisible Self. It's the last episode in the first and only season on Netflix of The Original Angel. This relates to my channel because transcendence is the existence or experience beyond the normal or physical level, and that's something in my life that has been going on spiritually for me, and this show really caught my attention. Okay, BK, so what had gotten you to this episode? What made you continue watching the show?
Okay, I think it was the episode one where the girl dies and she goes into like a whole other dimension and she talks to a woman there who's wearing this long cloak, shiny cloak, and when they first interact, the woman in the cloak interacts in Arabic, which just caught my attention that why would the writers choose the language Arabic, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, not because it's, well, it is sort of like a big part of Islam, but it was just like, the way we were taught was that on the Day of Judgment, everybody will understand this language, mm-hmm. and will respond back and forth in this language. So that sort of caught my attention because the lady talked to the little girl in Arabic, but the little girl understood and replied back in Russian.
Yeah, her original language.
So her original mm-hmm. language, you know, which sort of gave me jitters, you know, it was like, wow, which was genius, you know. So that sort of caught my attention, and her coming back to life, living blind, you know, it was interesting that, okay, where is this going to go now? She just had a near-death experience. She's gone blind. What's going to be of it?
Okay, so now to episode 8. I found it was, like, super interesting. Like, I think that the fact that the scientist, you know, had all of these different angels in his basement, and the cop had finally came, and there was this moment where they come down the stairs, and all of them are excited, they think they're getting saved, and now it's like, you see how one individual person could be so selfish, you know, to think of themselves, to save their wife, and like, you know, their family, I guess you could say, over a community of people, you know, that are being abused in the basement, and using them for their gifts rather than finding a different solution.
But see, in that cop's defense, though, the only thing that was logical, well, when he first came into his room, he had the gun to his head, which means he had, obviously, the good intention that, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah,
why do you have these people in cages, you know? So his intentions were good, but obviously, it's like, the human mind is just, it's like, obviously we can't completely understand it. He just gave him the, hey, the wife that's been paralyzed for the past 10, 20 years, mm-hmm. you, like, I can make her all right, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you love somebody, you're willing to cross any boundaries.
Yeah.
I think because we ourselves are not in that position,
yeah,
it's a little bit hard, you know?
But I think it should be, like within reason, too, you know? Like, yes, you should cross boundaries for the people that you love, but at the end of the day, if those boundaries are, you know, to the point where you don't know the consequences, like, at the end, he gets shot, right? Mm-hmm. So, in reality, like, how could you go about that situation? I get that it was, you know, a split-second decision, and it wasn't thought out because there wasn't a lot of time. Like, it was a, you know, could you imagine walking into a place and seeing this? Like, I feel like you'd be in shock, and the only person 100%. You would think of is, you know, 100%.
And so, if you saw the last episode, that cop was shocked because he knew that scientist for a very long time, I'm guessing, because they were on a first-name basis, and he was shocked that, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But again, see, as from the scientist's perspective, you gotta, as we've been talking about it, that you know, in search to find the truth, people can do some horrendous things.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the scientist was doing, you know. Mm-hmm. He wanted to find the truth of afterlife. Mm-hmm. And in that search, he ended up hurting more than 5-6 people, which is a lot to say, you know.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what the episode 8 for me, why it's worth talking, it is because of that. And plus they find the 5th movement,
yeah,
the movement we've all been waiting for mm-hmm. the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, just to let you all know, there are 5 moments in the TV show that they talk about, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to spoil too much of it. It's obviously better
to watch
the show and understand it. But yeah, the 8th episode just tells you a lot of things, you know. It's it was pretty much the faith. Like, at one point, those 5 students had, well, 4 students and a teacher had almost completely lost faith when they
found the books.
You know, found the books, yeah, and were like, it's all false. She lied mm-hmm. to us all along. But then in that moment when the whole school was attacked by the gunmen, it's the faith that made them do all those 5 moments. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why would they, you know?
Yeah.
If they had lost, you know, if they didn't believe her, but they still had faith in her.
Yeah,
it's not about believing in something. It's about having faith in something. Mm-hmm, you sure. can say, hey, I don't believe you. But saying that I have faith in you and believing you are 2 different things. And then I think that's what the show told us about in the 8th episode, where it was like, yeah, they didn't believe in her, but they had faith in her.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Mm-hmm. And it was like the teacher, when she stopped and she was about to leave the building, she knew that she had to go to the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And
it's intuition.
That, yeah, it's that pull that you get from other people and the faith and the energy that they bring. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they were all on the ground and they saw each other and they decided, you know, this is where we do the dance, the movements. Mm-hmm. This is where we save a community of people together mm-hmm. instead of, you know, individually, which was incredible.
Exactly, like create a distraction of some kind, you mm-hmm. know? And it was amazing. It's just, it's a very well thought out show. Obviously, a few things definitely caught my eye. Again, as the lady spoke Arabic, it kind of gave me jitters, I'm mm-hmm. not going to lie.
And it was interesting, I think, to talk about even OA herself. Like, she was, you know, had the ankle bracelet on her. She was in her house. She had the premonition dream again that something was about to happen. She didn't know what it was. And you could see the things that were stopping her. Like, the ankle bracelet, for example. That's something that would, you know, might scare somebody to not go and help. And as she's leaving, her dad mm-hmm. tries to stop her, and she explains, you know, I found it. And after she told them the story of what happened, and she mm-hmm. was open about what she went through, she had the opportunity to go there and she saw what happened. So it was great.
See, I would sort of a little bit disagree with you there. I think she knew exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Why do I say that? Is because of her dream when she was a young kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She had the dream where a bus was drowning and she was drowning with her classmates,
mm-hmm.
which obviously like made her bleed and everything. And then that exact same thing happened in real life. You get what I'm saying? That's how she ended up dying, and that's how she ended up going to the other dimension, mm-hmm. talking to that person. And I think after that, every dream she had came true.
Yeah.
And when she was in the bathtub, mm-hmm. I think she had the exact, she knew exactly what was going to happen. And that's what she tells her father, stepfather,
yeah. Yeah,
or her
she
guardian.
She found out, yeah.
She's like, I know what's good.
Mm-hmm.
I found it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she had that thing where maybe she saw everybody doing those 5 movements, you know, that's why she was there, so she could complete the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Whether there was a 6th movement or not, or whether for the 5 movement, the original angel had to be present there.
Yeah.
And she was.
Yeah. I think that, what do you think is going to happen in the next season, if there is another season?
Well, I think they're going to focus on the rest of the original angels in the next season, because mm-hmm. we still don't know what happened with Homer and all those guys,
mm-hmm.
and those 2 girls that were in there.
I feel like it'd be interesting if, you know, each of the angels had their own
life story.
Yeah, their own story. Like, they all were there for a purpose. They all had to teach someone or show someone what faith can do.
That's a great concept. 100%. Yeah. I would love to see that too, but I think for right now, they're probably going to focus on how to release them. Or see, we know that the scientist wants to find the truth.
Yeah.
But we don't know why.
Yeah.
Like, why is he so, like, I get it, like, you want to find it and show the world. But that's not all it. There's something else behind the... There's another motive behind capturing these innocent people and keeping them with you for 7 to 8 years.
Honestly, I think it's an addiction. I think that science will never be able to prove something that's not physical. Like, there's no physical evidence. That's exactly what happens when, you know, the kids find the books. That's physical evidence that, you know, can portray that she's lying. And then when it happens and the faith is represented, then it's like, you, there's nothing that can show that except for the feeling that you get when you know that you have to do something. And then the outcome comes in God's will, and it just happens.
But see, you gotta realize that science is based on theories.
Mm-hmm.
See, I could say I don't believe in aliens because, hey, I have not seen one in real life.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Me not seeing one in real life doesn't necessarily mean that it's not true.
Yeah.
Let's take air, for example, that's around us. Not the wind. We're talking about air. Do we believe in air? Do you believe in air?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it?
No, but there's evidence for that.
Yeah, there is, but do you see it through the naked eye? People could say, hey, there's evidence of a higher power, but people's argument to that still is, hey, I can't see God, so I'm not going to believe in him.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we cannot see a lot of things in our today's age, but we believe it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's very true. All right, well, thank you guys for tuning in for the last episode of The Original Angel with Intricate Transcendence.
And first episode of Intricate Transcendence.
Yeah. The last episode. Oh, my bad. My bad. What I meant to say is thank you for listening to my first episode podcast on episode 8 of the Netflix series The Original Angel with my guest speaker, BK.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and have a good day. Subscribe to my channel if you like what you hear.